As we heard in the Holy Gospel, both the one that we read at the Divine Liturgy as well as the one that we heard from St. Luke, during the Matin service, our Lord Jesus Christ, when he ascended the mountain, which we know was Mount Tabor, as we sang about in the hymns this evening, he was transfigured, where his face became, it says, like the sun, and his clothes bright, so that they were white as a garment. And at this transfiguration, we heard that there were two people, Moses and Elias, or Elijah, as he's often called in the West. Moses representing the law, the first five books of Moses, as the Jews often refer to them, the Pentateuch, and Elias representing the prophets, the two main aspects of what we call the Old Testament, the law and the prophets. And they were there to symbolize that Jesus himself is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. And we will find out exactly how Jesus is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, not just by his words, not just by his teaching, which he had already been teaching his disciples, but also by the way that he lives his life. And we see that as he's there on the mountain, as ultimately then, as he descends that mountain, goes on with his life. Because what we see is that Peter, James, and John were wanting to make booths for Jesus and for Moses and Elias. And the reason for that, people might wonder why that is because it was what the Jews call the Feast of Booths, or the Feast of Tabernacles, that was going on, that commemorated the giving of the Mosaic Law, but even more than that, commemorated the Exodus, the wandering for 40 years in the desert of God's people Israel. And as they wandered out in the desert for 40 years, they didn't just sleep out in the open. If anyone's been there as I have, you realize, you think it's hot here in Kansas when you could find a shade tree. Well, try to go out in the wilderness and sleep out in the open. So the people made booths. And this Feast of Booths was a commemoration, a remembrance for the people of Israel to always remember that God had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and that when they wandered in the wilderness, that God was their protection. Because when you're in the wilderness, you have nothing to protect you. In the ancient world, you know, different than today's modern times, but if you ever go and see an ancient city, like at the time of Jesus, and certainly the time of the Old Testament, you'll see there were always walls around the city. That was so that people could go in there and be protected. I remember when I was in Bethsaida and we were doing an archaeological dig, they showed us the inner part of the city where people came and conducted business and they did the banking, and where the king or the ruler of the city lived. And they were telling us, you know, down here is where the people lived in their houses, and if the city was attacked and the people had paid their taxes, they were able to come into the city walls to be protected. But with God's people, they're out in the wilderness, they're out there in the open, and they have nothing to protect them, no walls to protect them, only God. Only God and his word that he had given them. He was going to rescue them out of the land of Egypt and give them the promised land. And so we see at this Feast of Booths, this commemoration of Israel remembering how they put their trust in God. We see too that Jesus puts his trust in God. And he tells Peter and James and John, we're going down the mountain because I still have work to do. And what work does he have to do? He has to go and to be crucified for us and for our salvation. And it's because of this, and this connection between the transfiguration and the crucifixion, that on the church calendar, 40 days from now, is the Feast of the Exaltation of the Precious and Life-Giving Cross. 40 days in the Orthodox Church, as in the Bible, means a time of fulfillment a time of completion. And so the church places the feast of the precious and life-giving cross, its exaltation, 40 days from now. Why? To remind us that the fulfillment of the transfiguration is in the crucifixion. Many times we think the opposite. We think that if we're crucified, that we'll shine with God's glory. But that's not the way it works. In Scripture, that's not the way it worked in Jesus' life. When Jesus was transfigured, when he showed that he shone with God and God's love, then he was willing to go to his crucifixion. And so it is with us, brothers and sisters. If we shine with God's love, if we have God fully living within us, allowing him to live within us, then we too will be crucified. Perhaps not exactly the same way as Jesus, of course, but we will be crucified to our own selfish desires. We'll be crucified to living life the way that we want to live it, and rather to live it the way that God wants us to live it, which is to lay down our lives for those who are in need. To this God who was transfigured on Mount Tabor, be all glory, honor, and worship together with his Father and Holy Spirit unto the ages of ages. Amen.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom, that guarded always by thy might,